nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Avraham Avinu, alav shalom, lech lecha. Remember, he was told, lech lecha. What does lech lecha means? You go for yourself. So you could tell him, lech. Right? Don't lech.
I told
him,
lech lecha.
Okay,
told him twice.
Why? Why twice?
In other words, his choice, not Hashem's choice. Lech lecha.
No, it's Hashem's choice. He's commanded him to go. Lech lecha. So one explanation is that Rashi HaKadosh is teaching us is to a benefit, lech lecha. That's one thing. There's a midrash, it's a very interesting midrash, that when Hashem told them lech lecha, the first lech to leave his country, right, his homeland, house of his father, and the other lecha refers to going to the mountain of Moriah, to do the mitzvah of bringing his son as a korban. So now, the midrash in Bereshit Rabbah, chapter 39, from the word of Rabbi Levi to the Leviim, they're going to remember this midrash. Rabbi Levi says, when he was commanded about two matters, one is to leave his homeland, and one was to sacrifice his son, he says, Ve'en anu yodim, Eizo chaviva, im hashenia o harishona. So Rabbi Levi says, unbelievable thing, we don't know which one is more dear to Hashem, leaving his house or sacrificing his son.
Which one you think is more dear to Hashem?
No comparison.
Sorry?
No comparison.
I'm sorry?
I said no comparison. How could you compared to
Adam, top two. How can you compare leaving America and sacrificing your son? Well, what is this midrash all about? Well, what is he talking about? Have you heard such a midrash in your life?
No.
Well, what is this? What is Rabbi Levi is trying to say? Ve'en anu yodim. We don't know. Eizo chaviva im hashenia o harishona. Which one?
That leaving the country where you live is as hard as sacrificing your child.
It's as hard? Why? No, but here he's pointing out one is much greater and dear to the Ribono Shel Olam. Which one? Lech lecha.
There was nothing positive over here.
Which one?
In his
homeland?
Yes.
Which one is more dear? To leave your homeland or sacrifice your son? Which one? To sacrifice your son. Hazal
Baruch. He could say that they sacrifice your son in the same place. Why do I have to say go to another place? You can sacrifice your son right here.
Listen to this. Listen carefully. Simu lev, tavajo. Lazov et be David. To leave your homeland. Lishkoach mikol avru v'chol asher hurgan elav. Now whatever that you're used to, you're habited to. Kasher lo le'adam chahena v'chahena. V'shafir yesh magom lomar. Shenisayon ze, this one, that leave your homeland. Chaviv minisayon ha'eredam shikevar haya b'matzav tov v'ra'oy. This is much more difficult than even sacrificing your son.
אפשר להוסיף שבעשרת הדברות, כבד את אביך ואמך מופיע בצד...
Yeah, right.
העקדה לא מופיע שם.
No, that's there's a different reason for it. Here, Rabbi Levi is teaching us, this timing that we're going through, we all have to do a special thinking. You are used to some type of habit. But here the Midrash is teaching us to go to the extent that your dearest, as Avraham Avinu of Shalom, to sacrifice his son, it was not as hard as leaving his homeland. Why? Because that's your nature. You have to go for whatever that you're habited to, whatever you're used to, whatever your trend of thought is, your mentality is, your ideology is. That's the hardest thing to life to do. And it's very, very interesting. People that are immigrant after 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, they're still doing the same thing that they were used to do in their homeland 50 years ago. Why? Because they cannot let go. They're molded. And you see what Rabbi Levi is teaching you. When you look at this, what are you comparing with? But the point of the matter here is, the hardest thing in life is to accept, you know, there's another page. Whatever doesn't happen before, it's God. God doesn't exist. That's the highest level that one can attain in his life. And it's not like 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. Could be a minute ago. And we're not permitted, Yehudi not permitted to drag problems along all his life. He has to believe it's God. Finish. You know, there's another example about the Lot. You know, when he left or he was taken from the Sodom, what the angels told him? What did you tell them? Remember? Chazak Baruch. Al tabet acharecha. What did he tell him? You know, you all these people, probably you learned something from them. They didn't mean just don't look. Don't look. Don't look back. And you know, it's interesting. People, they know about this. His wife looked back. What happened to him?
Salt.
How come salt? How come salt? Not, let's say, turmeric, zardchuve.
Because what the value is, looking back, it hurts you. Salt is not...
Yes, Chazak Baruch. When you keep looking back, you're going to be only salty. And you make everything salty. Exactly. And everybody around you becomes salty. So that's why the whole beautiful message here is, when you don't let go, and then you drag the past, everything is going to be sure and salty. Exactly. Yes. And that's what exactly Rabbi Levi is teaching us. The lech lecha of leaving your homeland is... could be compatible, but even is greater. Chaviv le'vuron sholam, to let go and just open up a new page. Hashem yizakenu, give us the koach, because that Hashem strength.
Koil ha'nishomot, halel ko haleluko. Koil ha'nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koil ha'nishomot, halel ko haleluko. Koil ha'nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.